Welcome to Covers and Catches podcast. Today, we'll be talking about the IPL auction and the second test between India and Australia. Ani, who do you think had the best IPL auction?
CSK.
I'm going to agree with you too. I think that spin core they have is just really, it's really good. I mean, Nur Ahmed, that was a good buy actually. I wasn't expecting that because I thought like...
I mean, they got that left arm spin with the leg spin instead of the off spin like they have with Jadeja.
Yeah, and two left arm spin. That's pretty rare to have in a team. Like the only other left arm spin I can think of is Kuldeep Yadav.
Yeah, there's also
Ashwin.
Yeah.
That was a good buy. There was actually a big... I did not expect him to go for it.
Ashwin, finally they have a Chennai player on Chennai.
Yeah, you also got Vijay Shankar.
Yeah. Vijay Shankar actually has been doing pretty well, despite how much I made a joke of him during the 2019 World Cup.
He also recently in domestic, he had Hardik Pandya for 3 sixes and an over. So he's doing...
His T20 batting has improved a lot since when he was with TT, so...
That team has big problems, though, not because they're bad, because they have too many options. Like, opening Conway, Gaikwad. Gaikwad's a shoo-in, but does Ravindra come in for Conway, or does Conway come in for Ravindra?
Yeah, they also have a ton of overseas players, which all of them are really good, and they can't play all of them. They need to play Sam Curran for a pacer, because right now they only have Sam Curran and Pathi Rana, both of who are overseas, as they're, like, best pacers who are capped and play consistently for their international team.
It does look like a pretty similar team that they had last year, honestly. I think they had a really good auction. They bought back good players. They bought back some Indian players like Tripathi. Brought in Tripathi and Deepak Hooda.
Yeah, do you think, without Deepak Chahar will pose a problem to CSK?
I don't think so. I think they filled up their slots well. I think Curran, Nathan Ellis was also a good buy. I think that CSK side is just too good. I think they'll definitely challenge for a top four spot this season.
Do you think Mukesh Chaudhary will play in the spot Deepak Chahar did?
I think they'll give him a shot. Tushar Deshpande also.
Yeah, Deshpande did pretty well last year too.
I think Delhi Capitals also had a good shot. Ika, do you think Delhi Capitals had a good auction too?
Potentially. I mean, LSG decision to the Selke Rahul to Delhi Capitals. Personally, I would not approve of that.
Yeah, I mean...
They got Rishabh Pant. That is a plus.
They lost a captain wicketkeeper and got back a captain option.
That's kind of like a trade if you think about it, Rishabh Pant.
But I think they sold KL Rahul for a lot less than they got Pant for.
I mean, Delhi, I think they definitely also look like a top four team. The batting lineup's exceptional. You have KL Rahul, Fraser McGurk. You also have Abhishek Porel, they're one down. Tristan Stubbs can bat in. Harry Brook can slot in.
You also got Fraser spots. And you also have Mitch Stark with the bowling, Natarajan.
Kuldeep Yadav, Akshar Patel coming in.
Yeah, you have some good spin attack, a good pace attack, some good batting. It's like a perfect team.
It's really Ashutosh Sharma also back in.
They might have a chance to actually win the IPL for once.
I think if you look, who do you think the captain will be? Will it be KL Rahul or Akshar? I think
KL
Rahul. KL Rahul, because he was already captain.
Will you keep it also?
Yeah. KL's also has captaincy experience, like Ika said, and Akshar hasn't really captained that much.
But I think when you look at how you're saying most complete team, I think Gujarat comes into the talk too. Yeah. Gil Butler, that's some opening partnership, Gil Butler. Arguably probably pretty similar to CSK's in quality.
I don't fully approve of Gil being captain, but Josh Butler has a chance to be captain, seeing as he's an experienced. Rashid Khan wasn't captain last year though.
But they let Gil come in, so Gil will definitely stay captain overall. But
I think Josh Butler does have a shot at being captain as a more experienced player overall.
But that bowling looks really good. See, Roger Abada, Preston Krishna.
Yeah, their pace attack is really good, but their spinners with Rashid Khan being their main.
I think it's pretty complete, right?
Yeah, they have a really good team.
What do you think about Sai Sudarshan? He's gonna come in. Shahrukh Khan's gonna come in.
I think they have really good youngsters too in their team. They're the team of opportunity for showing people that there's young Indians who can play for the Indian team. It's not just the older guys like Kohli and Rohit.
They also have some. Yeah, I agree definitely. It's a pretty young team when you look at it overall. They also have good overseas backups. Rutherford, Coetzee, Phillips. It's a good team.
Yeah.
So, Ika, do you think Lucknow... do you, approve of this team overall? Do you think it's a top four team?
Yeah, easily top four. Because you see Rishabh Pant, good batting attack. And Mitchell Marsh, good bowling attack. And Aidan Markram, another incredible batter there.
I wanted to cut you off there. Kindly.
Yeah, we're going to have to stop you there.
Okay, they have a good bowling attack. I completely agree with you. I'm not looking at Mitch Marsh in the bowling attack. I'm looking at Akash Deep
and
Abhish Khan.
It's very indie.
Yeah, they don't have any problems with like overseas players. I think they have Ben Miller going in for an overseas player as a finisher. Mitch Marsh, Aiden Markram probably will go in. I think that's their three main people. And Nicky P. They'll put in. So that's it.
I think Nicky P. and Pooh. Actually, don't know who will captain. I would definitely be Punt, but
I would put Punt or.
Nicky P is a good contender, though.
Yeah, or even Mitch Marsh.
But that bowling line of Mike, Yard, Bishnoi,
like, they have a lot of captaincy options. They have Rishabh Pant, Nicky P, Mitch Marsh.
Mitch Marsh, yeah.
And Aiden Markram.
Yeah. That bowling line, I think it looks good, though. Shahbaz Ahmed comes in. You have Mike Yard, Ravi Bishnoi, Abhish Khan, Akash Deep. That's a very Indian heavy line.
And you also see Ayush Badhoni performs a lot in the IPL. So he might also have a good shot this year.
Oh, Mohsin Khan, too. I didn't even
coming up in the order.
Yeah, I think. I mean, their big standouts probably Punt, Pooran, Miller, and Marsh from a batting standpoint.
Yeah. And bowling, they have Avesh Khan, Akash Deep, and like, yeah, and Mayank Yadav, Ravi Bishnoi, they have a good bowling attack too.
KKR, I mean,
they basically have a very similar team to last year.
KKR, I just want to talk about, I did not expect Venkatesh Iyer to go that high. That was 23.25 was crazy to me.
I don't think he's that worth that much.
I definitely think he's a good player.
He's a
good player. He performs in IPL well. But
I would have gone like over for Shreyas Iyer more than Venkatesh Iyer, because I think Shreyas Iyer also has the captaincy.
I mean, I think they wanted to retain Shreyas Iyer, but his price demands were too high.
Yeah.
But overall, if they had just retained Venkatesh Iyer from the beginning, they would have gotten him for cheaper. But
yeah.
I guess you never know.
Getting Quinton de Kock was a good thing for them.
Yeah. And Raymond on the good boss.
Yeah. They already had good boss.
No, they didn't retain him though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they have like 2 foreign openers though. I think they'll definitely go Quinton over Gurbaz, I think.
I would do that too. I mean, the cock, he's a class player. I think he has retired early in 4 months, but he's still a class player.
Yeah, they also brought in like a lot of quick pace with Andrik Nokia coming in.
Omran Malik also in.
Yeah. And Sunil Narayan's always performing. So
their retentions are pretty good, in my opinion.
And Chakravarti's like going really well right now.
Their retentions are pretty good. I thought it was really well done.
I think they're an informed team also. Like the players are informed.
I agreed with the release of Stark. I also thought Phil Salt. You got the release, yeah.
Phil Salt, he was good, but not like as good as I would have hoped.
He was a good player. I think he performed well.
And Stark underperformed to me until like the playoffs where he got that 3-4 in the semis. I think
he was really he was doing really well in knockouts. Overall, I think. I mean, I don't think KKR did exceptionally well. It is a top four contending team, but I don't think it's immediate top four. Do you agree with me, Ika?
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, I think it is a good team, but I don't think it has the quality. As well,
they can't compete with the higher teams with the better players, like Mumbai Indians, Jasprit Bumrah, Hardik Pandya, Suri Kumar Yadav, Rohit Sharma, Trent Bolt. Absolutely incredible team.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
It gives you like the 2020 vibes.
Yeah.
That was probably the best team in the world. That's probably the best team you could compile in cricket.
Yeah, like just for, like they improved their bowling attack, which was a big problem for them last year with like Trent Bolt as their new pacer.
Back in the team.
Yeah. And Deepak Chahar too for like a non-foreign pacer to help in the middle overs, I think more than. I don't think he'll be an opening bowler contender even anymore.
I mean, they'll all bowl in the power play, but Bumrah,
That's a good power play. He might be like first change bowler.
They kept their big five. Bolt, Chahar, Jax, Gazanfer, Santner, Rickleton, Topley. They all bought those in the auction.
Yeah. I think Hardik Pandya is not going to open the bowling anymore. He had to open it last year. I think they have enough options this year. So he'll be more of a first-change, second-change bowler. He might not even bowl. Surya is going to be doing amazing as always. Rohit. You think Rohit might stop playing for MI after this year?
I think this is probably nearing his last season.
I think Rohit Sharma will stop playing. This year.
Yeah, after the end of this
period.
Year. Especially if he wins the IPL.
I think that's
what he wants. Coming over CSK, having 6-7 trophies, I believe. And nearing the end of his career, he's also, like, he retired from T20 cricket already for India. I think he wants to spend more time with his family. So, he'll get them more opportunity.
I think when you look at this team, I don't even think it's just playoff running. I think it's winning contending.
Yeah, it's a good team. I think we might see another MICSK final.
This is probably one of the best MICSKs we've seen in the last 5 years. 2020 was one side, and I think after that, it's been one side to CSK.
I think the best game I've seen MICSK was that final. MI won by like one run. I remember watching it live. I got so nervous at the end that I yelled at the TV when they said Dhoni was run out.
Yeah, I mean, that's our talk about that. I don't want to remember that.
You guys won!
Yeah, but you think it's controversial.
I think it's very controversial. Dhoni was not out.
Personally, I thought it was not controversial. I wanted Mumbai Indians to win because
I thought it was pretty straightforward.
Dhoni was not out. He was in the crease. Sorry.
I think they got the perfect... not perfect. They got a good replacement for Ishan Kishan. Rickleton had a good SAT20. Jahar coming in. I think every team wanted a good Indian fast bowler. I think Mumbai got it. I mean, it's kind of weird to see Jahar in Mumbai Indians colors.
Yeah, he's always been with CSK. Now he's with MI.
It's like seeing Siraj in Gujarat colors. You wouldn't expect him to leave RCB. But overall, this is such... Like, the overseas... Like, I don't even think Mitch Santner is going to start.
Yeah.
It's such a good team. Now, Punjab. Honestly, that was an underwhelming auction for me.
Oh my god. Punjab is not winning.
After they had such a big purse by just retaining two people, they didn't get that many good players.
RTM Arshdeep Singh, that was a good option. I think
Arshdeep Singh is good. Marco Jansen is also pretty good. Glenn Maxwell.
They have left arm pacers.
Yeah, two left arm pacers. That's pretty good. Maxwell back to Punjab.
They got Shreyas Iyer for a big amount. I think that cut down a lot of their purse. I think one fourth of it.
I think in that first lot they all wanted that Indian captain. I think Punjab has been missing an Indian captain, so when they got Shreyas Iyer, I think that was big for them.
I think also getting Glenn Maxwell will be big for them. Josh Inglis, they got some good players.
They also have Chahal from the auction. That was a good buy.
I think this is their best team in the last 5 years.
I don't think it's top four contending, although I do think it's a good team. Priyansh Arya was that Indian uncapped they bought. He's actually a very good player. I've seen his Ranji stats.
This is not a top four team, but it's better than they've had in the past.
I think they'll definitely be contending some of the big teams. I think it's definitely better than the last couple of years, and it looks like a solid side.
Yeah.
Rajasthan. I'm gonna leave the room for this one.
Rajasthan's pretty good. Yeah, it has to be Jace vs Sanju Samson opening partnership. That's what we're going in India. So
yeah, but they're not gonna open, right? Sanju is more like a one down, two down.
No, Sanju's gonna open this year, I think, because that's what they released Butler
and Jural Parag.
Yeah, I think Deshpande will work well for them.
Deshpande was a big because I think all teams like they all wanted
and
a one.
That's another Indian pacer for them. Shimron Hetmyer will be a big hitter. Jofra Archer.
Rajasthan said he was
very bad.
Will he play? Did he like say his health information?
With the amount they bought him for, Archer has to start now.
I remember a couple years ago in 2023, they or 2024, 2023, yeah. Mumbai bought Archer. He didn't play a single game.
He got injured midway.
Yeah, I think. Archer's too prone to injury. I would not have invested in him at all.
They also have Vaibhav Suryavanshi. Let's see.
13-year-old.
Let's see if he plays this season.
I think it's more like a training thing.
It's more like a talent.
It's like a training thing. They won't retain him. They'll just buy him back and they'll just keep training him till he's like 17, 18. Then they'll put him in the team as like a good player, a solid star, and then he'll start like playing for he'll play for India. He'll build his career up. And he'll come out like a really good player.
I think this is probably the worst team. I think it's just too average for me.
I mean,
good top five. That top five is all Indian. Jaiswal, Samson, Nitish Rana, Parag, Jurel. Good top five. No overseas players.
That's
there.
Top four.
That's five.
Yeah, that's right.
Hetmyer comes six, four down. I mean, Hasaranga probably five down.
Hasaranga is a pretty good bowler. I think he'll help in the spin pitches of India too.
The problem is if you pick, because they have Deshpande, and so you only have like around what seven, eight. You only have four players. You have three players left to pick, and then you can't fit all of Archer, Hasaranga, Deekshna, Faruqi, and Mafaka into three. So I think Mafaka definitely won't start, but
yeah,
it's really. Between, I think you're going to have to pick one between Hasaranga and Deekshna. But Rajasthan's always been a spin side team, in my opinion. But I think it's average, yeah.
Yeah, I think Bangalore did average.
When you really think about it, I think they did a good job. But I think if you were a Bangalore fan, it would be kind of underwhelming.
Yeah, because Josh Inglis was doing really well in Australia, but I'm not sure how he's doing in India.
The only outstanding player is Josh.
In T20s, though, I would prefer Hazelwood over Stark any day. Sorry, yeah, Hazelwood over Stark any day.
Stark hasn't proven himself in T20s. He's just like a big name test.
And ODIs.
And ODIs, so he just gets put in the T20 squad. Phil Salt is a good replacement for Faf. Kohli will come back to captaincy, do you think?
I would really like to see
that. No. Once he's out, he's not coming back.
Fav might have been like leaving RCB beforehand, seeing as Kohli captained a few games last season. So they might be getting ready to put Kohli back in captaincy.
You also got Lungi Ngidi.
Yes, he's the perfect captain option.
Yeah,
not as captain.
Tim David was a good replacement for Jax, I think.
Yeah.
He'll slot around where Jax is. Maybe finish it.
Same with Liam Livingston.
Grudon Bandia came in. Liam Livingston was also a decent... Yeah. Liam Livingston was also a very good buy.
They have a lot of overseas players, again, like CSK. So Mario Shepard is... They have a ton of finishers who are foreign. But Mario Shepard, Liam Livingston, Tim David. So their finishing will be really strong. And their top order will always be, like, they have a good opening partnership again. Kohli and Salt. And Boovy was a good buy for them, too, giving them that Indian experienced pacer who can swing the ball a lot.
Bhatti does one done, too. Jitesh Sharma was a good buy. Two finishers.
Yeah.
Him and Tim David. Oh, Jacob Bethel, I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I like Bethel
a lot. Yeah, I seen him in
Bethel's pretty good.
I saw him in the England squad. He played really well.
Ooh, and Shepard.
He does well under pressure, and he showed that in the match against New Zealand.
I think it was the T20s against West Indies.
West Indies.
But he did get his cap today and...
Oh, no, it was the T20s against Australia, showed his pressure.
Oh, the ODIs also too, right? Yeah. Oh, I think he got his he got his test cap today too.
Yeah.
Good stress management.
Yeah, I think he's like a good...
Handy with the ball.
He's a handy spinner. And he's good in the middle overs too.
I think Bangalore have everything filled up. The final team we're going to talk about to finish up the IPL section is Hyderabad. Top four team again.
Looks like they're the same team, basically. Heinrich Klassen, Pat Cummins, Abhishek Sharma, Travis Head, Ishan Kishan, Mohammad Shami, Harshal Patel, Nitesh Kumar Reddy. A brilliant team.
I have a question. Do you think Ishan Kishan even starts? I think
they have their keeper already with like Heinrich Klassen. I think their overseas players will probably be Heinrich Klassen, Pat Cummins, Travis Head, and Adam Zampa.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right to me. I mean, it could be Head, Sharma, Kishan, one down. Harshal Patel will start. Is Shami fit by then?
Shami will probably be fit, I think. Because his injury, it's just an ankle injury. It's not a huge thing. It's just he wasn't there for the India-Australia stuff. But I think
Shami's still pretty good.
Yeah, I think he'll be definitely back by...
Shami is playing back in domestic.
Yeah, he'll be back by...
He was gone.
Simrajit Singh will definitely start too. I think he had a decent season for CSK, actually.
I think they also have a really good pace attack with...
Rahul Patel just slots in too.
Yeah, they have Harshal Patel, Mohammad Shami, and Pat Cummins in the pace attack. A good... Basically same batting attack as last year, only without Aiden Markram.
And Glenn Phillips too.
Yeah, they have a steady batting attack. And the bowling attack is good. That pretty much finishes off the IPL auction.
Now I think it's time to talk about the second test between India and Australia. I think Indian fans would be very happy. Australian fans disappointed with the performance.
I have experience.
But now I think pink ball Adelaide. Yeah. I think Australia will be looking to bounce back.
Yeah, Australia have been playing. Australia is known for their pink ball cricket. I think Stark will have and Haley will have a lot of fun swinging the ball around, especially in the night with the lights flaring.
Yeah, I want to see Jaiswal say it's too slow for me after that. Because if he can pull a big one in Adelaide, I think then he'll cement himself as one of the biggest stars in the world, if not the biggest. He's already there, but I think he's close to the most calendar runs scored by an Indian batsman in a test cricketing.
Yeah,
test
he's. Cricket-wise. I think he's almost at 1,189.
He's somewhere near that mark. I think he'll probably be the standout. But every Border Gavaskar in Australia, I think there's. One player who emerges, I think this year it's going to be Harshit Rana.
You think Harshit Rana is going to be the emerging player? I think Jaiswal, he emerged, but I think he's still like emerging. Dev the Padikkal is also being playing pretty well. Dhruv Jurel.
Padikkal showed some signs in the second innings, but he wasn't able to convert much. Yeah. Jurel hasn't shown...
Nitesh Kumar.
Jurel didn't show what we expected from him, but... I think
he's a promising player.
He's a very good player.
Nitesh Kumar Reddy is also really promising.
I think Jurel in that India A versus Australia, I think Jurel showed he can be played as a batsman.
I feel bad that Caleb will be probably taken out of the squad because of Rohit coming back, even though he played really well. I think Caleb and Jaiswal will probably be the new future for the Indian opening. I think because Gill coming back too, Padikkal is not going to have a second chance. Like...
I think KL deserved his twin 50s. The first innings he got unlucky. I think Gil coming in. I mean, I think I heard reports that he was okay, so I think he will start.
Yeah, he'll probably come back in. The squad thing, Pellicle out. Dorjel will probably stay back in.
Nitish Kumar, I think he played really well with the opportunities he got.
Yeah, he made use of the opportunities. He's probably going to be another player who's going to stay in the squad.
I think bowling, do you think...
You think
Adelaide? Do you think Ashwin or Jadeja comes in?
I think maybe one of them will come in. From
I would think.
I think one of them comes in.
I would think Jadeja. Just I mean, both are class spinners.
I think Ashwin might come in just because like he has leg spin and he did bat really well the last time we saw him with that 100.
I think Jadeja will just come in purely because
he has a history in Australia.
I think he's also just a better batsman. But overall, both players are good options. I don't really have much of a preference.
Yeah, I think they're both good players, good spinners, and good batsmen.
Top tier.
Yeah, they're good choices for all-rounders in the squad.
I think...
You think they'll have to play Sundar?
I mean, Sundar, I thought he was fine, honestly. Sundar's only spinner to pick up wickets in that first test.
Yeah, I think it's not a real spinning pitch, Perth. That might have been part of the reason they chose Sundar, because he's sort of a quicker spinner. Ash is quick, too, but I think Sundar also... brings a little more with batting at any position.
Yeah, honestly, I thought Sundar only came in because of his batting.
Yeah, I think Ashwin's a good batsman, but Sundar has that, like, he can bat any order
edge.
In any circumstances.
I mean, we also saw that in that last time India toured to Australia with that young team.
Yeah.
But overall, I think Sundar is my pick for the next test.
Yeah, Sundar and Jadeja, I think.
I think coming to the second test, like we were talking about earlier, I think Australia don't have anything to change.
I think they have a good team. I think India also had a pretty steady team. I think there's a few big changes in the team. Taking out a few younger players and putting in one younger player and one senior. With Rohit Sharma coming back in probably. And taking over captaincy again.
Honestly, my take of the first test was just that it was an off day. Australia is a great test cricketing team. I think this is probably just a preview of the BGT.
Yeah,
but,
I think this is the same thing that happened last time in India.
Sorry, preview of the WTC, yeah.
Yeah, I guess like New Zealand.
When Australia played India in India, they won the first test really comprehensively and went on to lose two more and lost a series.
It was also like India and England.
Yeah.
Yeah, India and New Zealand.
Yeah, he's like, all teams just have one bad series,
one series where they win the first game really well. They get too overconfident. I think India needs to avoid that.
Yeah, I agree. I think India, like, they just need to keep doing what they're doing, stick with their plans. Jaiswal, he has the mentality that I think you need to keep.
Kohli
Century has to build off from that. Rahul probably won't play. Rohit will have to see. Gil will have to see.
I think this aggressive, like, consciousness from India to, like, keep going aggressive in the, especially near the end of an innings, near the end of a day, go aggressive. I think that's a good mentality.
I think the bowling lineup's perfect. I think overall, I think these two teams are probably going to keep... a similar lineup, I think.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really good game.
I'm expecting Australia, honestly, to pull through just based off bowling lineup abilities.
I think with the pink ball under the light, India's going to really struggle. I think most people will get... I think it'll be like a really hard test to win for India.
It'll probably be a low-scoring game. I doubt if a team gets to 300.
I think it'll be like 200. I think Australia win the toss, bowl first. 200, then maybe a 250 by Australia. Then India's going to get maybe 150-ish. And Australia's going to pull through for the win.
Yeah, I think India will give... I think whichever team wins the toss will bowl first.
I think the main thing that put...
Toss could decide the game.
Yeah, definitely. Good basketball
point. I think put down for Australia in the first test was how their batting lineup performed. So their batting lineup also needs to perform. It's not like their bowling lineup did horribly bad. It was a good batting pitch, actually. In the end, it was a good batting pitch, but their batters didn't perform, and India's batters did.
I think it's going to be up to head... Smith Labuschagne needs to come in form. I think overall, it's just going to come down. Honestly, this is pretty generic, but just to the big players stepping up, like how Kohli did in the last test. I think that's all we have to say today.
Thank you for listening to Covers and Catches podcast.